The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Back to the second hour of the gathering offering. Mike, let me know that somehow this phone I'm using is cutting in and cutting out. I don't know why that's happening, but it is. So all I can do is apologize. It certainly isn't the phone of my choice. I was not having any phone problems until a few weeks ago when everything went out. But I am doing the best I can to reach people and talk to them. Now, I was wanting to talk about something about donating to charities, of how stupid I was. Now, if we use a value of $10,000 35 years ago, okay? In other words, $10,000 today isn't what it was 30-some years ago. But $10,000 to me 30 years ago was like $5 today. In other words, it wasn't jack to me. It was nothing. And I was not an individual. I mean, my wife gave me problems because I would buy $25 boots at Walmart instead of wearing $350, $400 boots. I don't do stuff like that. I haven't bought a new car or knew anything for myself since 1978. I did buy my wife a couple of new cars, but I don't do stuff like that. I have no desire for a $300 watch on my wrist or any of that garbage. Never have, never will. Okay, plain and simple. But I started investigating charities prior to learning something, going back to studying the good book. And I researched. And I said, my gosh, I'm terrible at research, which I know I'm not terrible. So I hired two independent contractors. And they did not know that I had hired two. And I asked them to do the research on all kinds of charities. And the research that I'm trying to talk about is that 70%, this is a round number, an average number, that 70% of the funds that these charities raise is used for administrative expenses. That means more advertising to get more money. And administrative things go and make the founders fat. They pocket the money. The biggest scam you ever seen in your life. I went, oh my goodness, this is terrible. I'm not donating any more money to any of these so-called charities. Then, about 3.5 years later, I find out that I'm donating money. I was donating money that the vast majority of the people had genetic defects. Now, if you cannot understand what I'm saying, let me try it another way. You have to know, if you're getting into competition or a fight or whatever you're talking about, you have to know what your opposition is. And if you don't know what your opposition is, you're afraid, oh, I'm going to be discriminating against people. Well, what do you think you do when you have opposition? You have to discriminate who is the best football player on the field that is on the opposing team. We'll use a football scenario. And if you don't know who the best player is, and number two and three and so forth, how are you going to counteract them? Now, why don't we take a look at something that you can see two or three times a week? We have a female, second female, that is the spokesperson for the President of the United States. Now, I'm not revealing anything that anybody can hold against me, because this is what I'm going to say, totally public knowledge. That particular, if you call her a female, whatever you want to call her, I don't know, use that language when I'm talking to people that I know. She admits that she is a lesbian. She brags about it. She brags about her history of being an abomination. That's what the good book says that they are, is abominations. You can watch her try to answer questions, and she skirts the question entirely. You can find the majority of people that are wackos, they never tell the truth. You ask them a specific question, they don't answer the question, they just bounce around and say, if we'll make electric cars, we'll solve all the problems. We'll go to the moon, we'll solve all the problems. They dream up stuff that is ridiculous. And that's what they promote all the time. Ridiculous, stupid stuff that people that think they have, oh, we can vote in this country. And they find out repeatedly that the idiots are in charge. They have bills that go to Congress that are over 3,475 pages. Now, at the best of the best that I ever was in my life, and if my dad and Charles Franklin Taylor were the best of the best that I know about this subject, there's no way that 3,000 plus pages can be read and understood in a day or two. Because when they put it all together, they get a day or two before they vote. It takes weeks and weeks to understand what the heck is in these bills. But you know what everybody says? Hey, I got this one thing, and it says this, and so I'll vote for it. Doesn't matter if there's 99 other things over there that will cause diarrhea in your system. You have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, and this is not pleasant to hear. And it is somewhat pleasant for me to say, though, you don't know how to read a bill. It's extremely difficult to read a bill that is 10 or 12 pages long, because you cannot get to rules and procedure. Rules and procedure comes in after the bill is passed. You don't have any idea what they're going to do in rules and procedure. Only after that has happened can you figure out what is going on. And everybody that knows anything about our system knows what I'm talking about. So you as an individual hear some guy say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Well, he's speaking in extremely broad generalities. He's playing the political game. We have hundreds and hundreds of cities. We have townships. We have counties. We have states. And each one of them have their own separate laws, complete different set. Now, some of them are repeated in other places. But tell me, how are you, as an individual, going to be able to see what the laws are? Can you spend the next 50 years, if you're a speed reader, reading them all to find out what's going on? No, what they do is they keep the good people completely ignorant of what's going on. And the good people say, well, we're going to elect a good conservative. I'd like to actually find one. I would actually like to find one. Because if somebody was a real conservative, they'd stand up and they'd be talking about what I'm talking about. Now, we did have another press secretary for this current president, and she was doing something that was constant. She was constantly waving her hand, doing this, that, and the other, moving her hair back, shifting from left to right. Do you think that that is an individual that is telling the truth? Do you think that is correct? Have you ever seen people like, golly gee, just recently, the wife of the so-called president of Ukraine doing a special for a newsplex? You ought to look it up on YouTube. She takes her eyes and takes a quick look at the interviewer, the newspaper guy or TV guy. Then she looks, her eyes go to the left. She stays over there looking, blinking. Then she turns around just a little bit a second later and looks him for a second in the eye. Then starts this eye movement, this moving away while she's talking. Do you really think you can trust somebody like that? Are they demonstrating the fact that they are a puke? You have to learn how to discover the real discrimination. There's another way that you can do this. You can go back to the 1500s in the Vatican. You can research this. And you're going to find out in the 1500s, the Vatican said, no longer can we ever have in public our skull caps because they worship various individuals that have a certain type of skull, the hair on the skull, and they pray to them. Now, have I seen those pictures? Sure have. Do you see some individuals that have those exact hair shapes or lack of hair on TV? Sure. 5 nights a week on one channel. National news. He's got one of them. That is one of the ways that you identify people right there. Now, it's a little bit difficult to sit there and say, okay, well, there's another way in the Bible. It says there are parts of shame with the size of horses. Now, it's a little hard to, you know, walk up and say, you know, how long is your part of shame? Or how short is your part of shame? Now, people say, well, you're really talking about some heavy-duty stuff. You're talking about people's parts of shame. That's what it's called in the good book. It's not called a penis. It's not called any of that type of language. It's called a part of shame. Because men and women, to some extent, when a really beautiful woman comes around that man and she set her mind on seducing that man, it's really difficult to say no. 99% of the guys, well, okay, yeah, okay, all right, I'll do this. Now, if they don't want to do it and they say no, what do they do if there's a politician? They slip them a Mickey. And that Mickey takes and removes all of the resistance. And then what do? They film them. Now they've got the film of this actually good guy, and I'm not using names. I know a man that was solid as a rock, doing a dadgum good job. And they flew him over to the Bahamas, because in Florida, the laws there were, if you meet anywhere within the state of Florida, you have these various limitations, recording the discussions, everything like that. But if you flew to the Bahamas, or you went up to Georgia, you weren't under those laws. So they talked this guy, hey, this would be a great three-day weekend, and we'll get all of this campaign work done. And they slipped him a Mickey. And after about 6 months, I didn't know about the event at that time originally, but 6 months later, I talked to this gentleman. And I said, look, his first name was Daniel. I said, Daniel, something's happened in the last 6 months. I said, now you can either tell me the truth or I'll find it. He said, Jerry, and he told me the story. He said, they got films of me. I got a wife and three children. Fourth one on the way. He said, I can't do anything. I said, no, Dan, you can do something. He said, what can I do? I said, you can resign right now. That way they won't have that power over you. You know what he did? 2 months later, he resigned. A man that had something of quality in him. And he couldn't believe it that they got a Mickey in him. But that's what happened. And they Mickey people. They use some kind of a drug, this, that, or another, to get to it. Now, when I was involved in public activities, I never allowed anybody ever to hand me a glass of water, to hand me a glass of anything, to hand me any food, anything. Nothing would I accept. I would walk over if I wanted some water, and I would see a cooler with 50 or 60 bottles of water, and I'd get my own water. Now, if I set that water down, I never picked it up again. I never allowed anybody to go get me a hamburger, fries, anything. That's how they can get you. Everybody said, why are you doing this? I said, well, I'm kind of particular. I kind of like to go get my own stuff. And there were even people that I knew said, well, we'll go get it for you. No, I won't do that. Now, it's a little bit, it's not hard at all to take a bottle of water, stick a needle, a syringe in it, and bingo, bango, you got a Mickey in that bottle of water. But you know, if you got a cooler with 50, 60 bottles of water in there, it's kind of hard for them to give Mickeys to everybody that gets a bottle of water. That's the type of security that somebody that's in public office has to demonstrate, has to do, or they'll get you. We don't know what we're voting for. We vote. Now, I'm looking for this monster election that's supposed to be coming down in November. Now, we're going to know a lot here in September when the primaries get done and see who's who. And on my TV here in Missouri, seeing an awful lot of people that surely sound pretty good and using some terminology that, you know, it is much stronger. But if those guys don't make it through the primaries, then we're going to be left with the big money guys. And let's understand something very clearly, because I know for a fact I was involved in it. To get somebody elected, I believe we're hearing music right now. I'm hearing some music, so I guess we're getting ready to have a little station break. Thank you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Segment of the Gathering Offering. From the time I was 12 years old, I was able to access to listening and within 6 months communicating with what I called honchos at that time, 1962. A honcho at that time had a net worth of $50 million. And I knew quite a number of people like that. And the one that had the most was a lady. She was pushing about a half a billion. Okay. Now, every year and during the year, the discussion was this. Well, how do you know that so-and-so is going to get elected? And they say, we don't care who gets elected. They would say, I donate so much money to a certain race, Democrat or Republican, whichever they chose. And one of my attorneys donates the same amount of money to the Republican or Democrat, whatever I don't donate to. And they say, no matter who wins, we own them. We got them. This was standard operating procedure. Now, as I moved and got more age, I was faced with the same problem, except I refused to donate any money to anybody. However, I made a concession. If somebody else wanted me to go somewhere and they bought all the tickets and they wanted me to sit at the table with it, you know, they paid for the ticket and listen to this garbage and have a nice meal, I would do that. And I watched that during my life. It doesn't matter to the honchos who's elected. They give money to both parties. Do you think somebody that's got billions of dollars is going to take and vote strictly for, let's say, conservative Republicans? Why, what's the matter with you? Do you think that they're going to take something and be that stupid? Because if they only donate to the conservative Republicans and the Democrats win, they're nailed for years. These rich boys donate to both sides. They don't care who wins. They only care if they have access and walk and have a little meeting with Billy Bob, the candidate. Hey, man, see that I donated $5 million to your campaign? And I need this type of language in such and such a bill. That's the language I want. It needs to be in there. Well, let's see, the politician says, well, that's a little bit strong. And if they have to, they cancel the meeting and they have somebody come and talk to that politician. I don't guarantee he's going to spend 15 minutes busting you next time. And guess what? He's going to spend money day and night to find ways, other ways to bust you, including giving you a Mickey if he wants. That's the real politics of our country. People don't like to hear that. It's been going on for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years? Well, this country's only like 200 years old. It's been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years with mankind. Whenever there is a government, that's how it's run. Always has been, always will be. Wow, aren't I optimistic? No, I'm not optimistic about these kind. They suck your blood. They're all involved. Now, there's people that don't want to be involved, and they do their best that they can, and they do stand up and try. But you know what? When it all comes down to it, they still vote for a bill that has 3,000 pages or more, and they only have had the bill in front of them for 2 days, and they got a vote. Well, there's this piece and this piece and this piece that I like. Great. What about all the other on the other pages? Well, I got to have what I can get. That type of attitude. That's not how it works. Being correct, being honorable is being correct and being honorable. That's not what we have in this country. Now, I'm going to ask you as a favor. After the bottom of the hour break, I'm going to ask each and every one of you to do me a favor. Shouldn't take you long to do it. And I'm not exactly sure how much long there is before the music starts. But I want to do something else after I read one sentence to you. And I want to ask you to please look it up and see if I have given it to you correctly. One sentence is all I'm asking you to look up. Think about that. One sentence. But you're going to actually have to go look in a book and read it. See if I tell the truth. Bottom of the hour. Thank you.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
back, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that you will please have a piece of paper and a pencil to write just a couple things down. I'm going to read you a sentence. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Now, the my sake is the only begotten Son that is talking. Now, I'm going to give you a book, chapter, and verse. Matthew, chapter 16, verse 25. Now, wait a minute. Let's look at this one more time. For whoever will save his life shall lose it. Okay, let's see. They're going to be issuing. They're actually been in the process for a long time. The name, the number, and the mark that you shall not be able to buy and sell without that. Now, when you got a $20 spot in your hand, and you all go into a store and say, I need to buy some bread or some meat or some can of food, they say, sorry, we can't take your money. You got to have one of them debit cards or a credit card. Or you go into a store and you say, I need some gasoline, even though you're raping me on the price. Sorry, we can't take that money. You have to have a card. Well, how many people got a card? I do have a debit card, and I do use it once a month to send $100 to RBN. Now, this month is very difficult because I live on a budget, and with my phone and just that, and having to buy another phone, my budget went kafoofy. However, I believe in the, yeah, gotta help fund RBN, okay? So, yeah, I gave my 100. That works out over 4 weeks of me contributing $12.50 to keep RBN going. Kind of wish I had kept a couple few of those $1 million instead of following what the Lord said. He said, it's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than a rich man to go to heaven. I said, oops, I got to get rid of all that money. Been kind of nice if I'd have held on, say, just $3 or $4 million out of billions. I could probably solve RBN's problems, you know, with a snap of a finger. But I don't have that. I do request, ladies and gentlemen, to please donate some money to RBN. I'm further asking, please put on there, on the tag, that you can, when you're pushing the buttons, gathering offering. I would like to know, it would make my heart feel so much better, that this gathering offering is bringing in at least $50 an hour. Now, if it brings in $50 an hour for the time that I'm on, 2 hours a week, 4 weeks, that's 8, that covers the basic cost for RBN. And it would make me feel a little bit better, and I do like feeling a little bit better at times, that I'm not completely mooching off of RBN. Never been called a mooch in my life, but it appears right now I'm being a mooch, and I'm mooching off RBN. Do you like whatever I'm talking about? You want to hear the truth, and I'm going to hurt you. Please donate some money to RBN, please. Now I'm going to throw in a bonus. I'm going to ask you, because I wrote to you, whoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, that's the only begotten Son, shall find it. You can look that up. But you know, since you've had to do so much work, I wonder if you could just turn back a couple pages to Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. Now, when I read that in the end of 1990, I said, okay, that's at least something I could do. First thing. And I went out and I had a sword out of the strongest black stainless steel, custom handle made for it. Handle that, you know, if you got a lot of liquid, maybe like blood, your hand won't slip. And I had a custom sheath made. The only thing that I should have done is I should have made it not quite as heavy as it is right now. I could actually, if it was a pound, pound and a half lighter, it'd be a little better. I'm a little bit older than I was when I had that made. And yes, I have tested it. I tested it against pine trees. And, you know, up to 3 inches, a pine tree, 3 inches thick, I can whack it right with one hit, and it comes down. But when I got up to a 5-inch thick pine tree, it went in about 50, 60%, and my hands and my arms vibrated. And I was in real good shape then. I said, well, I ain't going to be cutting down any 5-inch thick pine trees, but just for the heck of it, I'm going to go over there and see what happens to a 7-incher. Well, guess what? That vibration was strong enough that I didn't play with anything more like that, and I didn't do any work for like about a day. I said, well, you definitely knew at 5, but you're a hard head. You had to go up and hit a 7-incher. Yeah, it didn't go in more than about 3 inches. So I'm a hard head. I've been a hard head all my life. And RBN offers all kinds of things. I hope that you will understand that. And RBN does need support. Please support RBN. I'm also sort of funny. I would like to be able to hear next month from the board office. Guess what, Terry? We actually got a grand total of so much money, $400. All said, gathering offering. I'd be able to say, guess what? Now let's all get together and let's decide which other show on RBN that we'd like to see supported. And then that next month, let's send some money to XYZ show because you like that show. Let the consumers, that's you, support who they need to support. Now, I do know that there's some other hosts that I'd have a hard time if I had millions of dollars supporting them. And I'm not supposed to say that, but some people I can agree with on subjects and others I can't. I'm sure that you're that way. Some you can agree with, some you just say, no. Please support RBN. It's late into the show, and I have not asked for calls. I'm happy to have calls at any time. I try to tell people that. But apparently, the proper decorum is to say, hey, call in and express running out of subjects to talk about. Call in numbers 512-488-2252. Got 17 minutes. Call in and say, hey, Terry, you're a ding-dong. Let me go ahead and have all these chemicals in my water. Go ahead. Yes, I will oppose your statements if I disagree with you. If I agree with you, I will join you in your statements. But this is one of the main reasons that I will go on RBN. Is because they do allow callers. Now, I'm not going to get on any show. I don't care if they were offering me money. I will never get on a radio station that doesn't allow callers. That just doesn't appeal to me at all. Zero. And that's one of the main reasons that I want to support RBN. And I get a chance to hear all kinds of people from across this country, sometimes from other countries, call in and express their views. That is, to me, valuable information. How somebody that, you know, most people, they're too shy. They don't want to call in. Most people, and I know people that I talk to, that they say, well, you know, I don't call in to shows. Well, that's their choice. But, you know, calling in is a good way for people to express themselves and find out what other people's opinions are. Now, I do not speak of the sweet, nice things. If I wanted to speak of sweet, nice things, which I'm going to do for a minute or two, I would learn how to take a picture, on this smartphone, or have somebody come down and do it, and show you the roses, all the other flowers, the pinks, the yellows, the purples, all of these things. I, for some reason, since I was a child, at about like 7 years old, where the rock garden that my stepmother wanted with cactuses, and I had to build it and plant it and take care of it. And after a year and a half, I told my dad, this is stupid. These things sticky all the time. They only flower for a little while. And then the rest of the year, I'm pulling weeds, having to do this. I said, I'm not going to do it. I'm rebelling against you. He says, well, what do you want to do? I said, I want to plant tomatoes. I want to plant other types of things that we can eat. And I want a lot of good flowers. I love walking outside and looking at beautiful flowers. When I drive by other places out here in the country, I never see anybody that has flowers. I think flowers are so nice to look at. They bloom. And you got this size bee and that size bee, all these other things, the sweetness. And they're feeding. I mean, I've got little bees. I don't know what you call them. They're little bitty bees. And they're not even an eighth of an inch long. And I watch them. And I go, look at this. Look at this wonder that the Father has put together. They're going in there. They're getting their food. And at the same time, they're pollinating the plant to spring and get more seeds. I find that amazing. And I actually, believe it or not, there are days that I spend 15, 20 minutes watching the bugs and getting a kick out of it. And for some reason, I don't know why, because I don't have hundreds of bugs in my yard. I got thousands and thousands. And in this type of weather, I wear shorts and some sandals and a hat. And maybe in 3 or 4 hours while I'm out there, I might have one or two that lands somewhere, makes a mistake and bites me, and then I gotta kill him. I didn't really want to kill you, but, you know, you bit me, you damn bug. Now, there's bugs that come on me, and they don't bite me, and sometimes I can just take my breath and blow them off. Sometimes, if they're bigger, I'll thump them off. But I enjoy watching the beauty of the Father that He has created. It relaxes me. Do you, each of the listeners, have something that you can do to relax yourself, to get away from the stress that you see on TV all every day, to relax you from the stress of going down and finding out they're bankrupting you trying to buy gasoline for your car? They're sitting there telling you, go out there and buy an electric car. I saw an article the other day, and the article said, Elon Musk has it down to where a watt of electric will cost you $2.16. Well, it said a watt, one watt. So they can't be, but that's what it said. It's got to be a kilowatt. No, it was one watt. So I looked at my electric bill, and a kilowatt is only costing me like $1.30. And he's saying a watt. Now, what kind of a ding-dong? I've been hearing this for decades. Oh, we're going to make electric cars. And after every so many years, they make electric cars. Oh, these are new and better and everything. Well, a Tesla car, of which I have actually seen a guy that went and had this actual problem. They said the batteries went bad. There was 3 months out of warranty. They wanted $19,000 to $22,000 for new batteries, and he only had the thing for 2 years. And he had to lay out like $60,000 for a car that should cost $4,000. I've watched this electric stuff since it started. It never works. The garbage that they put on your homes for solar panels. Oh, it's going to save you money and this, that, and the other. Guess what? In 2 or 3 years, the panels don't work. And you're back spending more money. And you're deluding yourself into saying, golly gee, I'm getting a good deal on energy. Station break. Thank you.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Mike told me that Gregory from California has called in. Are you there, Greg?
Yes, I'm here. Are you there?
I hope so.
Oh, happy day. Yeah, it's a beautiful day out here. Got to look at a lot of live oak and cedar and pine and, well, ponderosa pine and digger pine and live oak, black oak, tan oak. Yeah. A lot of shade, which is good because that sun's real hot. I thought I'd give you a call, Terry.
105 degrees here in the shade.
Are you really? Ooh, that's a little bit warm.
Yeah, 104 yesterday. 104 yesterday in the shade.
Hmm. Yeah, my sister and brother-in-law up in Redding, they get to suffer that same type of weather. I think even a little longer. Even a few months ago, they were like 106. Yeah.
Well, in 3.5 months, I've received 1.2 inches of rain.
Have you really? Well, you're doing a lot better than we are.
Well, yeah, if people came to my place, they'd say, how come you've been using your sprinklers where they hit 20 feet outside your fence? Well, I do that because early in the morning and at sundown, I have the deer come in and they feed right along my fence. And my dogs don't chase them or anything like that. They've learned what a deer is. And so I get the pleasure of watching some deer get out and get some nice, good, green, water-involved grass. You know, I kind of enjoy
that. I've got a few deer around here myself. They are a joy to see, to spot. Well, any live animal or plant, as far as I'm concerned, is a pleasure to see anymore. We're losing them exponentially, as you are well aware, and it's not too fun to be without all these different animals.
Well, I go into the house at 11 o'clock almost every single day so I can be prepared for when the seventh appointed day starts. And anyway, at 11 o'clock, couldn't see it, but both my dogs were alerting and hitting the fence and everything like that, but had a big bear. I couldn't see him, but I know what deer and everything else sounds like, and I'm pretty dadgum sure I know what a big bear sounds like, and he was just rummaging through a 30 or 40 yard area. I mean, he was going over, back, smacking stuff, just really ticked off bear doing something. And I've spent many an hour in my life listening. Thank you for calling in, Gregory. Call in earlier next week.
Thank you for listening. Hey, Mike,
Call in earlier next week. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great evening. Bye-bye. Take all our money and send it abroad.
Take America back. We must take America back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.